Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that.
You guys, I'm really excited this week because
sort of shaking from how much fun I had.
I know, it was really fun. You guys are
Or maybe it was the coffee. We had fun.
No, we had so much fun. And it made me realize that just doing it with the two of you kind of
blows.
Blows chunks. I'm like, I want her every week.
Yeah.
We have a guest on this week, Angela
Giratana.
You know her, you love her. There is no earthly way you know about us and don't know about her. So
that's right.
She needs no introduction.
Actress of stage and screen and internet. She's everywhere. She is constantly in some viral moment happening. It's just very fun to be her friend and to know her in real life and then see how she is like in all corners of the internet. It's very fun. We're so excited that she came, graced our little podcast with her presence. It was very fun.
She is not only funny, but she's kind and lovely and wonderful.
Agree.
And very fun to be around. And agree. She's my new brother. I will say one thing before we get the podcast started. We got your packages in the P.O. box. We're going to talk about them next week. We didn't talk about them with Angela because we didn't want her to feel left out, but we're going to talk about them next week. I cannot wait.
Nothing like talking about gifts we got in front of someone who they weren't their gifts.
Totally. That would be crazy, but next week we will. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode this week. We really enjoyed doing it.
What did we talk about? A bunch of different stuff. We talk about
Katy Perry.
We talk about
A show you guys are doing.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a Mamma Mia this Friday.
We talk a little bit about my dating life.
We sing a little bit about Allie's dating life.
And my new rules. It's such a blast. Listen to it. Love it. Live, laugh, love.
Thanks so much for being a part of this show. Please enjoy this episode with Angela Giratana.
Hey.
Mama.
Feeling really good.
I feel like we're at camp.
This is so fun.
Honorary sibling.
So close.
Oh my god.
Guys, I'm excited and nervous.
I can't believe I'm your first guest.
I was just gonna say, do you know you're our first guest?
I cannot believe that.
We've been teasing
it. What if this is the time you realize the pod
doesn't work with a guest?
What if you're our
I'm
only
guest? I'm gonna say
there's a world in which you're our only guest.
Whoa.
Literally. Like we go, oh, whoa. It's the lost app.
The lost app.
Like if we decide the guest thing doesn't work, you'd be the only
On YouTube, it's the playlists of like Mom Said episodes, yeah. And then it's All Mom Said guys. With guests, and it's just one one video in that playlist. One video in that playlist.
Why not?
With Angela.
I kind of want that to be the case, though I'm sure we'll have more guests.
Okay, the good news about this podcast.
We've sort of started rolling.
The good news about this podcast is a couple of things.
Okay.
One,
let's hear it.
Honorary sibling, you.
Yeah.
Two, Grant,
my brother,
be mixing live. So sometimes if you ever feel the need to sing, which on this podcast is more than welcome.
Was that your voice, Grant?
Grant will throw you. He'll throw you a little reverb.
He'll throw me reverb.
Yeah. A little verb.
Yeah, like
he'll throw me reverb.
You can hear it trickling
to make
in
you
now.
Sound yeah.
You can hear it trickling in now.
And the good news is, if there's ever a subject that we don't like on the podcast and you don't want to talk about it, the subject change fairy can pop in. It's the subject change fairy, and he'll change the subject so that you don't have to keep talking about a subject.
Yeah.
Subject change
fairy. Oh, my God.
We did it a lot when we recorded a podcast 2 days after my dog died.
The subject change fairy was in the room.
She was with us for most of the time because I was just kind of like...
Okay, I'm bouncing off the wall. I'm bouncing off the wall. Listen, I'm bouncing off the wall because number one, aside from you guys literally having a sibling podcast, dream family to be a part of.
Okay,
I'm
feeling it happen, and I knew it was going to happen. I was like, we're prepared, and we're having Angela here, and we're so excited to have her here. But we don't need to be that prepared because she's just going to take over the podcast.
No, I'm not.
and I can't wait. I felt it happening. You're like, all right, let me settle in.
So here's the things on my list.
Here's the things.
Number one, what do I have to do to be a Gib?
Do you hold tightly to your own family's traditions? Because you could just join to ours.
That's what I'm saying. Just hop into ours. My family doesn't have what you guys have.
Oh, okay.
And what is it, do you think?
And I know not a lot.
What do you think we have? What is it that you think we have?
I'd say something like this.
Yeah.
Okay?
We do have something like this.
A change the fairy subject.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean your family doesn't have a podcast together?
Or doesn't spend a lot of intentional time together.
Sure.
It's like a meal, and it's like, we got to get out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My brother picks up the phone like he's leaving the phone.
Oh.
Like, how is it? What's going on? All right.
He's
the second
away.
It's answered, it's already on
and
its
you
way
all
out.
Talk to each other all the time.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been interesting doing this show because we do talk to each other all the time to begin with, but now doing this show, I feel like, do you feel like we talk to each other the same amount?
No. Can I actually air a grievance?
Yes.
Go.
Okay.
Earlier this week, shut up. Earlier this week on Monday night, I played Dungeons & Dragons for the first time. Wow. I was really excited because what I learned was Dungeons and Dragons is basically just an improv game that your friends are forced to sit and play for like 3 or 4 hours. I had the time of my life and I discovered I'm kind of good at it. And so I was like buzzing coming out of Dungeons and Dragons. I call Gabe on my way home and I'm like, Gabe, I just finished playing Dungeons and Dragons. It was so cool. And Gabe said, tell me about it on the podcast.
Okay.
Save it for the pod.
No,
oh my God. Because I'm not going to be on the phone with you.
No.
He was like,
no.
I don't want to talk right now. Tell me about it on the podcast.
It wasn't about podcast. It was about.
You want it. I was buzzing in that moment.
It was about you called me at 10:45 p.m. and I have a 3-month-old baby. So my ass just got this baby to sleep.
Yeah.
And she's finally closing her little eyes. Oh, and then Allie's like, guess what, bro? Me and the girlies absolutely killed it.
Have you heard of D&D?
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
I was
about?
Like, I swindled the mask maker at the masquerade ball into giving me an enchanted mask.
Oh my God.
That forces people to tell the truth.
Oh my God.
And Gabe was like, I'm going to sleep.
I feel like you guys have people like me right now all the time be like, can I be in your family?
And the answer is
yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you could totally be in our family. It's different than you think because it seems really fun on the outside, but when you hop inside, it's a bit of a blender.
It must be yelling. Fun.
It's fun, but it's also pretty intense, and my wife is an introvert, and so sometimes she gets swallowed up, but you might have the wiring. You might have the wiring to be a part of our family. You might have the wiring.
No, I'm an introvert too, so.
Yeah.
I'm half-half. Half-half? Anybody? F-half? Grant?
Grant's more half-half.
You both are extra.
My coffee's half-calf. But I have the wiring to be in my family because I was kind of one of the formative ones to make it the way how it is. So it's a little bit my fault.
Sort of chicken or the egg, yeah.
Chicken or the egg,
and
yeah.
And it's Allie.
Yep, it's Allie.
Both the chicken and the egg,
she
it's me.
Both.
She and I only need the wiring.
Yep, that's right, cause she has the wiring. She has the wiring. She has the wiring. Okay, let's find out if you have the wiring. If you're driving to visit your grandmother, would you be cool if mom and dad tried to teach you a song so that when we arrived, we all sang it together? Is that cool for you to do? Would you be into that?
I have the wiring.
Yes.
I have the wiring. I have the wiring. I could do that.
Okay, great. If you had a bunch of free time in the winter time and there was a couple scooters in the basement, would you want to make a synchronized scooter arrangement with us and then ask mom to come downstairs and watch the synchronized scooter show? Do you have the wiring for
At
that?
At what age?
Older than you think. Probably like 12 or 13.
I have the wiring.
Okay.
Hey. I have the wiring. I have the wiring.
Yeah, baby, she's got the wiring. Yeah,
what
you
about,
passed the test.
What about...
Oh, sorry.
What about a version of Carol of the Bells where there's sort of a beatbox thing happening behind him, a la Pitch Perfect style for the neighbors every year?
And not I mean, every year.
Every year, the neighbors have to come outside and listen to you guys beatbox and sing Carol of the Bells kind of in a choral arrangement.
That makes me think, I might not have the wiring. I might not have the wiring. Oh. Did you wipe your eye?
I'm tearing up for some reason.
Yeah. Okay, Grant.
What about you're missing the most important part, which is the the fact that we fucking built this jank ass float and paraded it around the neighborhood.
A float?
Yes.
Do you have the wiring?
Explain the float.
Okay. Here's the thing about the float. We have to get out of song. We have to get out of song because the amount of
what
information,
float?
The amount of information you can get out in half song, half talk is slower than the amount of information we need to feed you.
And I was kind of fucking that because I feel like you need to go in on the two.
I kept trying to be organically. It's kind of hard. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the float and then the beatboxing.
Okay, so every year there was a thing my dad invented called the Gibbs Family Christmas Parade.
You're kidding.
No, dead ass.
It's serious. It went for 10 years.
My dad.
Shut up.
My dad called it Detroit's only one float parade.
Wait, no. It's one float.
It's one float. It's just us.
It's just us driving around the neighborhood in a float. Yeah. And everybody would come and stand on the float and sing. And it would just be us driving around the neighborhood on our one single float on the night before Christmas Eve for 10 years.
And the float was connected to a car?
Yep.
The float was connected. And thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The float was connected to a car.
I thought it was like a wagon for a second.
In the way that the thigh bone's connected to the knee bone.
Knee bone. Yeah. The trailer was like sort of covered in Christmas trees and lights and pulled by a truck. And we'd have like, what would you guys say? Like 10 to 20 people on the trailer sort of caroling along. And then my mom would make like a big vat of mostaccioli.
It, on the float? Mostaccioli's on the float?
At home. The mostaccioli's for after.
Mm. Okay, it's for after the float. Wait, I'm sorry, but this is the sweetest, greatest thing ever. You have to write a musical about that.
It's sort of a Hallmark film, kind of.
I think it's sort of everything.
A Hallmark musical. Do those yet? They should.
There's the Dolly Parton one. Have you seen the Dolly Parton one?
Oh, where she's the narrator?
Yeah, and she opens as an unhoused person with a smoky eye.
Yeah, love that.
And,
hey, look.
And she's not with the ensemble. She's green screened in.
Yeah. And she did her research on the makeup, too.
Yeah,
she's
and they shot her out, I think, in one day. And you could tell because no one's ever in the same room as
And me. Also executive produced.
Yeah.
She was one day on set, didn't look at the script.
Mm-hmm. I'm...
Executive produced by Dolly Parton.
I'm of the belief that Dolly Parton literally can't do anything wrong.
I agree.
That's my part of my like core belief system.
I read something. That's hilarious. I heard something about her.
Yeah.
Her dad or her husband. I don't remember which. Not knowing how to read. No, it was her dad. Not knowing how to read for a really, really long time.
Oh.
And she. Yeah, you heard this. You know this.
Yeah, because she's from like. Is saying someone's from the boonies like in poor taste?
It seems in poor taste, but we'll leave it in.
It gives the sound of poor taste, but I don't think so.
Boondocks. But wasn't there that song? I feel no shame. You know that song?
Yeah, but I think those people were allowed to sing that because they were
from
the Boondocks.
From there.
So you can only kind of say it. They kept saying it over and over and over.
Okay. But anyway, she started a whole nonprofit to teach kids who don't have those resources in those areas to learn how to read.
What?
And it was in honor of her father, but she didn't want to talk about it until her dad died because he was embarrassed by it.
Because he was embarrassed?
So she did something in honor of him for so long without him knowing.
Oh.
That's actually, damn. Dolly.
I hope he knew.
We don't have people like that now.
No, Dolly's alive. Hey.
No, I understand, but the celebrities now.
Yeah. Think of a young one.
Yeah, we don't have a young Dolly.
Greta Thunberg.
I was just about to say Greta Thunberg. She's the young Dolly. Yes,
Greta Thunberg is the Dolly Parton. Is the Dolly Parton of, oh my God.
We need a 9-to-5 Greta Thunberg.
I don't know how that.
I don't even know.
I haven't seen 9-to-5 ever, except that I do know Get Out, Stay Out. That song that everyone knows.
What a way to.
What's the Greta Thunberg? Reading 9-to-5. What a time to be burning. She's Swedish, right? Nope.
Sure. In this show, she is.
In
the show, she is. It's a retelling.
And what,
it's
that,
a retelling.
And what that was a Swedish
Working
accent.
9-to-5. What
Reading
a way.
To make the world turn.
Working 9-to-5. What a way to make the world burn.
What thing?
No. She wants to the world, not the world.
Well, maybe she's
reading.
Sort of feeling
I'm better. Reading 9 to 9, so oh. I learn the world should not burn.
Oh, yes, there you go. She's reading for 12 hours.
Yeah.
She's pushed it. She's no longer 9 to 5. It's not an 8-hour situation. It's a 12-hour.
One flow.
One flow parade, bro.
And you're all sitting on it, waving?
Sitting on it, waving.
We're singing.
Also, mind you, this is suburban Detroit in December, so it's 4 degrees.
Yeah, it's really cold.
So we're out there singing.
That's why the Master Trolley.
Singing for, it's a 14-minute parade. We go around the block, and then we come back inside because it's so cold.
And no families were like, hey, we want to add a flow.
No, none of them. Not a single one of our... You know what? You're actually the first person to bring that up in the decade and a half that we did that and have talked about the Gibbs family parade. Oh, my God.
Because all you had to do was get a car and kind of trail y'all.
Bro, yeah.
Sometimes...
Which means, wow, how telling that is of our neighbors that they...
No, hey, give our neighbors some
credit. Not a single one of them.
Shout out, because every single one of our neighbors from home listens.
Yeah, every single one of them.
They would join in on our flow.
Yeah, some of them would hop in. Yeah. Some of them would hop in. But that is funny that we did it for 10 years and everyone tolerated it.
I'm actually
thinking
about it.
No one wanted to join.
If my neighbors do this every year... and it's their family, I'm not like, let me get my car and join. It actually is, it's
it
a little like,
a
this
swing.
Is for them.
It would be a big swing.
Well, especially because it actually is quite a bit of work to set up the whole thing. So if you were feeling jealous, you would just be like, I'm coming on your float.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, what does it look like? Is it just like a wagon on the car?
It's one of those, it's a trailer that's like for holding lawn equipment. And then it's got a gazebo.
Like, and Christmas trees.
You know the gazebo? Yeah, literally.
Lit up Christmas
You know the, you know, not gazebo, like the tent for like a tailgate that's like just a roof
yes.
tent. You know what I'm talking about?
And did your dad have this for the parade? Or
no,
on
he
his
would
own?
Borrow
we
it
don't even
from
own
someone
it.
Every
we
year.
Would borrow it from, we would borrow the truck from a friend of ours who owned an electric company. And then we borrow, I think, trailer from them too, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it
Shout
was grandpa's
them out.
Truck.
New electric
in Detroit area servicing all your electric
sponsored
needs.
By, hey, we should see if they'll sponsor us.
Yeah.
Sponsored by New Electric.
Sponsored by New Electric.
Jacob, if you're listening.
Jacob
Claude. Powered the one float.
Yeah.
Powered the one float parade.
Yeah, it was a one float parade. Literally just a lawn equipment trailer with a bunch of theater nerds on it.
But we've really turned a corner. If you want to be a part of our family, now we've really turned a corner. We don't do the one float parade anymore. And now my parents have a pool.
So naturally,
it's awesomer now than it was back
then. So you just go in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just go in the pool.
Less singing, more soaking. It
relaxing.
Is a different. It's a different vibe. You're from here, right? You're from California.
I'm from the Valley.
Do you have a pool?
Do you have?
We got a pool when my dad got a promotion. I remember.
Hell
it was like
yeah.
middle school. It was like kids were getting a pool.
That's such a California.
Can I
like,
say I haven't dreamed any bigger than that.
than a pool
and a promotion. Like, that's actually
that?
True.
You
that's been your
that?
Speech for the last like 10 months has been
you
like.
You said that and I'm like, and then what? You're done. You
and
got
then you've
it.
Done it.
You did.
You've done it.
There's nothing.
And then you're
than,
done.
There's nothing bigger than getting a pool and being like, guys, we have a pool now. And what the fuck else could you possibly
I know.
Want?
Yeah, that's it.
It
that's
felt
the whole
like
deal.
Everyone in my neighborhood at the time was like, you get a pool, not because your parents could afford it, because it ups the value of the house.
Ups the value.
So you need to add a pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
money
yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah.
ground.
Yeah, money on the ground.
And it was like, everybody was like, you need to get a pool.
Gotta get a pool.
And our pool, like, isn't where a pool should be. Where, like, we have so
it's
many... like
in
our,
the garage.
it's
not
my
where
bathtub.
A pool should be.
It's like, it's in the garage. It's so funny. My parents have like a really... like, the backyard is like thin... but long. Okay. So like
oh, wow.
very
not
Los Angeles.
Pool,
wow.
Not a pool space. And then okay. there's so many trees. So they built this pool and it's just trees, leaves. It's all, it's like impossible to keep this
and
pool
And it's just
clean.
One lane.
It's and just it's just kind of like
long,
I just
skinny.
Encountered a pool like this. It's got a strange energy, huh?
You encountered the pool.
In the wild.
Yeah.
In the
a couple
wild.
Weekends ago, my friend said, come to this pool. Okay. And it was long and skinny, covered in trees.
Yeah.
A bunch of these little tiny flowers were stuck in the pool, which I thought was enchanting, but I imagine.
Should probably just
as
like
an owner, misery.
Yeah.
Misery.
Yeah, we never went. We went in it like one summer and now it just kind of sits there.
Did it up the value of the house? Do you know?
It probably did.
Can so, I
yeah.
get a.
Hell yeah.
There's a good song opportunity for
and the title being Skinny Los Angeles Pool.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah,
so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
You just can request that.
The only kind of pool I want in Los Angeles is one that fits the vibe. It's a skinny Los Angeles pool. The only pool I want in LA has eyelash extensions on it. On the diving board, help me out here, everybody. It's a skinny Los Angeles pool. It's a skinny Los Angeles pool. You'll catch this pool shaking acid Zebulon.
It's a skinny.
We don't go to Zebulon anymore. It's a skinny Los Angeles pool.
Oh, the girls don't go to Zebulon.
There's a way cooler why? Place the pool could go. It's a skinny Los Angeles pool. Don't fucking go to Zebulon.
Okay.
This skinny Los Angeles pool gets acupuncture on Tuesdays.
Yeah, baby.
This skinny Los Angeles pool has a manager that's really bitchy. This skinny Los Angeles pool is working on a mosaic. This skinny Los Angeles pool loves tuna from Bub Grandma's.
Bub and Grandma's is the place for a skinny Los Angeles pool.
Skinny Los Angeles pool.
Take a dip.
Skinny Los Angeles pool. Skinny Los Angeles pool.
That's right. That's pretty much how skinny. Is that what you were picturing, Grant, when you
what
were
what I was
going to
say
Angeles
is that
pool?
The skinny Los Angeles pool drinks dry martinis. Just so you know.
Okay.
Got
that's,
it.
That's what good. Skinny Los
Angeles. I don't need to sing it.
We can oh. go back
but
and
to
add
be clear,
it.
But to be clear, that's what she drinks.
That's what skinny Los Angeles
I love you
I
guys.
Hated that. I actually hated
I
that.
I love you guys.
I hated that.
Wait, you didn't say everyone's not cool anymore? It isn't. It isn't.
Angela.
No. It's just, here's the thing. Okay, for anyone listening, Zebulon's now a Los Angeles bar.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay.
You got all three.
Obviously,
you
have everyone outdoor. Listening to this podcast knows that Zebulon is a Los
okay.
Angeles bar.
I'm so sorry. You're okay. so right. Brought to you by New Electric.
Yes.
So give me another bar with all three. Indoor seating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like dim. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Outdoor smoking, hang, you could be loud.
Uh-huh.
No, dance floor. Show me all three.
You're not wrong. What the problem is, and this is going to be a serious thing on a comedy podcast, so just bear with me. Any place that is cool is to become washed
yeah.
briefly.
Uh-huh.
That's how it works. So though Zebulon yeah. may be the perfect environment, it was
it
too cool
up.
To not be washed.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
What's
that's
that
what
bullshit happened? One in Silver Lake that I hate?
4100?
I was just about to say 4100.
It's so dark in there.
No,
it's
that's
so
Bar
loud.
Bandini. That's oh, Bar Bandini. Bandini.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Bar Bandini.
Oh, oh, oh.
He it's just hates so, the wine bar by the firehouse.
I just hate when...
It's so dark in there.
I just
it's so
hate...
fucking dark in there.
When you go to a bar and you can't see or hear the person in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Agree. You need one of the two. Yeah. You need
been,
to see or
yeah,
hear.
Have you been to a bar recently that's quiet?
Awful. No, is that worse?
Oh,
it's probably worse. Yeah,
awful.
The vibe is yeah. off.
I did Kelsey's show.
Oh yeah,
and it's at the Virgil.
Yeah,
and the band had finished sound checking, and then people were coming in. So between the sound check and then like vibe into bar, no one turned music on.
Oh, horrendous!
And I like I'm pacing.
Horrendous.
And I was going, someone needs to do something.
Someone needs to fix this.
Someone
that's
needs
like
to do something.
A,
the vibes
like
in here are atrocious.
No, it was.
Yeah,
it
that's
was
bad.
Disgusting.
That's very bad.
That's like
very
if,
bad.
That's like if
who's
you're,
in charge?
I don't
if
know.
You're not making tunes.
And I
doesn't,
think that guy
there
was
a thing
like,
inside of you when it's quiet in a place like that, where after like 45 seconds, you're like, you snap out of who you are,
yeah.
and you're like, someone needs to turn it on.
Yeah.
Someone needs to turn on some music. It's like a ticking
someone
time.
Someone needs to turn.
Oh, get it. Get it.
What is this on?
On piano.
It's on piano.
It's on piano. Why did that sound to me like a, that's really low.
Yeah, that's the bottom of the piano.
And I know, but this feels extra low.
It's I've got the extra low knob turned
no,
all the way up.
Don't give me that.
Turned all the way up.
That sounds like a piano
he's
to me.
Being
yeah,
so
yeah,
mad.
Yeah. That did have sort of like a.
You know what else has the
like
vibe
a, like
of a bar that's not
dirge.
Loud? Is this particular studio when you're walking from the front of the office to the back of the office? It's giving like liminal space. It's giving weird dream. It's giving like.
Yeah, no, it's not ideal.
You know when you have a stress dream that you're backstage and you can't find the stage and you're
yes,
just running around
yes.
through curtains?
Yes.
That's what this place feels like before you get to this
yes.
room.
I have that dream all the time where I've been called back to do a show in New York and it's like no one gave me the script, and I keep saying no one has showed me the script, yeah. and they're like, "You, why don't you know the thing?" I'm like, no one gave me the script.
Yeah, I have those dreams too, and I haven't done a show. I haven't been on a stage since college, so like 10 years ago. And I still have those dreams. Yeah.
I realized those dreams kind of are malleable when I started like my full-time gig. My survival gig was I would hike dogs every day. And I was taking care of a lot of dogs. Taking care of a lot of dogs. And then I would hike them. And then usually every week was boarding dogs. Like either going to someone's place or taking care of them. And that dream shifted completely. And I always had this dream where there was a room full of 7 dogs I was supposed to be feeding and taking out.
7 is significant. That's a significant number. Scary.
And that they were all like dying on top of each other, barfing.
Scary.
Sorry, this is disgusting.
No. This is not disgusting.
But and then I like went back into performing more, and the dream switched over to just the script or like the I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Or I'm naked on stage or something.
I definitely have the I don't know what the script is and no one gave me enough time to prepare dream all the time. And then I also have that every time we do Mamma Mia. Time we do Mamma Mia.
It's crazy that stresses you out.
I go, no one gave me the script.
I mean, yeah.
No one gave me the script, but they did give me the script.
Yeah. Do you feel like it heals a part of you that's like a, like in the musical theater, part of your brain that's like, be polished before you go?
I do find it was very... we do a show, for context, we do a show in LA often called Mamma Mia, but different, which Angela started with our friend Patrick McDonald. And it is essentially we get new writers to write a brand new Mamma Mia. We take the same ABBA suite of songs and it's a brand new Mamma Mia. It's a crazy plot every time.
And we do it maybe not to sell, make money, not to do anything but have fun, which is just absolutely insane.
I agree. I call it.
Insane. When was the last time that you just had fun?
Literally.
Ugh. Ever. I call it, and I mean this as a compliment, I call it rec league theater. Like, I call it rec league Broadway.
Like it's kind of like
because it's people who are very good.
Yeah.
Really good, doing material that's really funny and fun.
But, like, not...
No, we don't have the time and we don't have the budget or the...
Are you guys live streaming your show next week?
Yes.
Yeah. We should plug
it. We will plug it.
Yeah.
And that one's going to be a wild one. Yeah, they're all, and I am thinking Patrick and I have talked about this, possible plug, that we have them all and we put them all up on a YouTube channel.
That'd be really fun.
Because so many kiddos loved them.
Yeah.
But I think like, it is healing in a way that like, I think I went too far the other way after doing so much musical theater in college, being like, everything needs to be perfect and amazing. And then I fell into improv.
That's how you
fell. I need this way too much. And now I was like the other spectrum where it was like, now I never want to practice anything.
Got it.
And it's only good if I jump in the deep end of the skinny long pool.
Yes.
And this is kind of like, it brings it back to the theater. Cause Mariah, our friend Mariah, she had a lot of struggles with it. She was like, I don't.
With Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Her first one. She was like, and she told me, she was like, I'm just not used to like just going out on stage and us kind of like winging it.
Figuring it out. Yeah. I think it's healing in both directions. It's like this unique little thing because you've got the theater people who are like theater trained musical theater people who are then relaxing a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you've got these improv people who are like, oh shit, I'm rehearsing with theater people. I feel like I should button up a little bit.
And I've noticed all the theater people show up early.
Yeah, the theater people do show up early.
Well, they told us at summer theater camp that early is on time and on time is late.
Yeah.
And late is unacceptable. Fired. Yeah.
And late is fired. They told us this when we were young in our productions of Joseph.
They told us this when we were preteens.
They said, you'd be
fired.
And we
were like, okay. Oh my God. I've never cared about anything more in my life than this
summer music
production
theater.
Of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Grant, were you in the shows too?
No.
Take a look at Grant.
There's a dis-
He's too fucking cool looking. Look at him. He's got
cool.
a ball cap on. He's got tattoos.
The additional there's two sides to this family. There's this side of the Gibbs family.
And I could go on either side, Grant.
And there's
just to be clear.
And like I could go over there and press the button.
We're glad to have you on either side. There's this side to the family, and then me and my sister.
Got it. Are
also my sister, no worries though.
Are quite the opposite.
No worries though.
No worries. You said my sister, like
There's kind of two eras of the Gibbs family.
That is true.
My parents called it there's four of us. I'm the oldest of all four, and my parents called it the Bigs and the Littles. And that was the split because this is very 16 bars. That's very ones and zeros. You know what I mean? It's a different vibe. It's like we were known in high school. We had a flavor in high school. They were cool in high school. You know what I mean? There's a difference. Actually, like, here's the real difference between me and Grant.
Gabe,
I tell this a lot.
This all the time.
I say this all the time. I don't know if I've said it on the pod, but the difference between me and Grant, in eighth grade, I got pantsed at track practice. Seventh grade. I got pantsed at track practice. My little ween came out in front of the hot eighth grade girls. I cried, quit track.
That was me. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes. Formative.
He's okay.
Did you pants someone?
No. In eighth-ish grade, Grant got pantsed at a party and beat the shit out of the kid who did it to him. This is an exaggeration of the story, as I feel Grant coming in to defend, and he's more than willing.
No, it's okay. You beat the shit out of the kid.
No, it's just a better punchline. But did watch him chase someone down who did something to him that I think was in the same vein.
I'm gonna switch to their side because I have this new rule that I'm implementing.
Bro. You don't have the wiring.
No, I do.
You don't have the wiring.
I have a newfound rage, which will make me different.
A newfound rage?
Ooh.
Oh.
A newfound rage?
I've decided that if you take me on a date and the date sucks, you have to fight me at the end physically.
Physically?
Physically. This is because all these men I go out with still have their kneecaps, so they haven't been taught a lesson yet. And that's why they are the way they are, I think. So, no rule is that you fight me at the end if you show up late or forget to pay or say something about quizzing me about film theory. I'm taking you out. No rule. No rule. I'm poking you in both eyes at the end of the night so you can find out if I like you or if you should be doing some work on yourself.
I have one. New rule. You have to stand up when I walk in the bar and you're still sitting down. New rule. That's happened to me recently. And I don't want to be an asshole.
No, but if you're on a date with somebody and they walk in and you hit them with, that's not enough.
Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
And it's...
Stand up.
Can I say something?
Hey, stand up.
And I hope this man listens.
Hey, stand up.
Stand up.
I went on a date with a guy this week.
Oh my God, clip it. Beginning of the clip now. He's going to see it.
Here we go. We'll stay out of the way.
Hey, this is going to be a great clip. So we'll stay out of the way. So go ahead.
Yeah, and now.
Who suggested a wine night
at
my house.
No, you didn't set it up. You got
to
say,
I went on a date with this guy.
Okay.
Then you'll see it.
Ready? And we're going to get out of the way.
Clip starts. Now.
I hope he sees this. I went on a date with a guy this week who suggested a wine night at my house. He asked me what kind of wine I like and then proceeded to show up an hour late with no wine.
Bro, that's a big miss.
At your house.
No rule! If you do that,
no rule!
If you do that, we're fighting. Fist fighting for real. I'm done.
Wait, were you like, okay, can I do what I think happened?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey! Come on in, what's up? You said 7, it's 8. Do you have any... I have an orange. Should we open that? Like, what did you do? I want to know.
Literally, I pretended like nothing happened until the end of the date, and I looked at him and I said, hey, I don't mean to be like a hard ass or anything, but showing up that late is just kind of like unacceptable. Just
you
so
said
you know.
That? Mm-hmm. Good for you, bro.
And I haven't heard from him since.
But it's less the late for me as someone who's always late. I think it's the wine.
Yes, yes. Yes, 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 it's, yes. Agree.
Yes,
agree,
it's agree. A combination of a couple of disrespectful things that I was like, oh, you think I'm Dumbo hour?
Yeah.
You think I'm a fucking clown?
I have two things to say. Number one,
please,
let's do it like bugs do it, and you get to eat them if they don't perform well.
Let's do it like bugs do it.
Let's do it
like bugs do it. Let's do it like bugs.
Hey.
Come on, get out, Crouch. We're gonna fuck Micah roach. Let's do it like bugs.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Second thing I have to say is...
Yeah, you had a second thing. Sorry.
I know we're all having fun, but maybe it's time for one of our segments that we do on the show.
You're right.
We're 30 minutes in and haven't done any of the segments.
Okay, so. Great. That's good producing. And that's good producing. Okay, so we do a thing.
And that's our side of the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
that's the littles.
That's the littles.
And that's Angela and Grant's side of the table.
Okay.
Soon to be me.
So we have a thing that we've been doing on the show that we'd love your help with.
I can't wait.
We've been asking people to send in little voice notes where they give us a problem that they need help solving, and we solve it through the power of music. Now, as you've figured out on this show, Allie and I talked a lot before you came on about, hey, should we tighten up our song improv structure? Should we make sure that our songs are structured appropriately so that people can hop in? As you've quickly figured out, there's no structure.
No, though, I found one.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Found one.
Found
That's
a couple.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah. I said just letting you know. I said we should tighten up the song structure. Let's tell Angela that we'll do like verse, chorus. And Gabe said, I'm not telling Angela.
But no. But God, I love you guys. It's just amazing.
We want to make people feel comfortable on the one flow.
You're sweet. And I think this might come from when Gabe did my podcast.
Oh.
I have never seen someone get hit by a train. He was like, you guys really just come all in there like that.
It's okay. It's their podcast is exceptional.
No, but it's
shout it out.
It's artist on artist. But I realized we were just too excited when you came in. And usually we let a guest do what you guys are perfectly doing, where we like make sure we don't.
Yeah.
And we were so excited to have Gabe in.
Well, you
just
guys
kept
are
being
already
like,
having a dynamic because you're friends.
And but we were just like screaming over him. And every time he picked the piano up, I was like, yes! And he was like, it was too much. And the poor guy, he's just like, that's like a moving train that I have to run.
Yeah, it's four of some of the better improvisers in Los Angeles who have been working together on this podcast for years.
It's crazy.
They're like, it's insane. If you're a fan of that show, you should be a fan of that show, and you'd be impressed to watch the 5 minutes before they start taping where they're like, should we do this? No, that's not going to work because that's going to run us into this, and we should do this, and it should be more like this. Or do we agree on this? Is this how this goes?
I don't know.
Gabe, is that okay? That's great. Okay, here we go.
You guys should run the country. I'm not kidding.
That is not usually how we do it. And now I think ever since seeing your face after, but you kept up with it and you fucking crushed. But after you were like, whoa. And I went, all right, we're not going to have the guest come in second when we're already on too much coffee. And we need to like produce better and do exactly what you guys are doing. So let's go to the listener call. But you guys are doing a great job at showing me the structure of the songs without like implementing it too hard.
Yeah,
so
there's no structure to anything.
You're doing a great job.
And just to let all that to say is these solving of the problem songs end up being more talking on pitch than actual songs.
That's what you think. This one might be beautiful.
Keep
I'm not
up.
Saying they're not beautiful. Okay, this
two
comes
pre-choruses.
In. This comes in from our friend Jess. This may be the one. No, I don't think this is the one. But just to let you know, we and the people who listen to this podcast are called Adoits.
Adoits.
Allie created the group chain, the group text for the three of us to deal with stuff. Allie mistyped, and so the group chat is called an idiot group of just Adoits.
Do you know I spell idiot wrong all the time?
It's the irony is beautiful. Whoever came up with the spelling for idiot hoped that we would fuck it up.
Yeah. Anyway, so they may call us Adoits, and I just wanted to give you context.
I love that. Thank you. But so you're doing a great job at like hosting.
Yeah. Jumping onto a moving train.
You're like stopping the car, opening the door for me. You're being nice.
Yeah. Doing the best we can. This comes in from Jess.
Hi guys. So my problem is that my older brother works for Blue Origin, who sent Katy Perry into space. People think she didn't actually go up and that it was all fake because her hair didn't raise up and the door seemed to open from the inside. He can personally attest that she did in fact go up in the rocket. So how can we convince the world that sending people into space is real? We think that you can definitely solve this with the power of music. Thanks so much. Love you guys.
Oh.
Jess, this is This is flat out one of my favorite ones we've gotten.
Jess!
I don't mean to diminish the other voicemails that we've received, but Jess, this
But y'all didn't give us an exclusive story like that.
Literally.
This is huge.
And I've heard none of them before, and this is the best one I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Because she's asking
the other ones were like about nose hairs. She straight up just broke a story.
Wow.
So also she asked us to help prove science to help prove science to science deniers. So this is a pretty big task. Do we have an instinct on vibe of tune, or should I just keep ripping where I was headed?
Keep ripping.
So fun.
I thought a few years ago we all agreed we would start believing women.
Believing women.
I thought we said we would listen from now on, but here we are again.
Yeah.
Again.
If a girl says she went to the moon, why don't we believe her? Girl says
she went to the moon.
Hey.
Why don't we believe her?
Why don't we believe her? I thought a few years ago.
Yes!
We all said we would believe women. Now if a girl says she reversed her aging through this skincare, why don't we believe her? And if a girl says she went to the moon, why don't we believe her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If a girl says she went to the moon,
yeah, yeah.
Why don't we believe her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the bridge, ready?
Did you not see that daisy floating? Did you not see that daisy floating?
Oh.
Did you not see that daisy floating?
In the spaceship, in the spaceship.
Did you not see that daisy floating? Did you not see that daisy floating? Did you not see that daisy floating? Did you not see the daisy in the spaceship?
That's the example that I'm setting.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've already sung enough on this song.
That's right, that was almost too much. I'm glad you shut up. And why would we not trust Gail? When you think about it, we've always trusted Gail in the past. We stayed trusting Gail this whole time. She's related to Oprah or something. And that's important, cause Oprah's our leader.
Wow.
When you think about it.
If you're not trusting Katie, just trust Gail otherwise. If you're not trusting Katie, just trust Gail otherwise.
I actually don't think you need to be totally trusting Katie.
Maybe you shouldn't.
But Gail, for sure.
And if not Gail and if not Katie...
Jess.
Jess's brother.
Jess's brother.
We can believe men. Jess's brother. Yeah. We can believe men. Jess's brother.
One single man.
Jess's brother.
The only man.
Jess's brother.
The only man.
Jess's brother.
The only man.
Jess's brother.
She's not done. She was just getting started. Oh my God. I think we fixed it. I think ultimately it's, I think Katy Perry might be a tricky example for us to say, let's so believe true. Women.
But I was kind of doubling down on her, and then I was like, no.
You're like,
wait. We should have gone with Gail.
And you did a great job.
Yeah.
I had to pivot us because. Yeah.
Kind of like verse four, we went, let's go Gail. Went,
actually.
I think the fatal flaw of that experiment was involving Katy Perry. Like, I really think had it not been Katy Perry.
Had it been other famouses.
Yeah. Right. But here's what I say. I don't know if I would have seen it if it wasn't Katy.
True.
It was so bonkers. It was like sending up SpongeBob.
True.
That it was like.
Right.
True, true.
But was the point of that experiment for us to be aware of it?
I think probably because we now know that it's possible.
Yeah. I think what Jess is really talking about is just being like, you know when everyone on the internet is talking about something and you somehow have a connection to it?
Yeah.
You're like, I know it's true.
It makes you feel crazy.
And then everyone on the internet makes these videos and they're like, her hair isn't going up, the door goes in, all this, and Jess must just be freaking out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this isn't about Katy and it isn't about Gail. It's just Jess being like, I see all this internet floop.
And it's true.
And I'm like, I'm freaking out.
I know the truth.
Because it's true.
Yeah. And Jess has gone to the only four people that can convince the masses.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to us, Jess.
And the only kind of songs we do are extended cut songs. So we went ahead and hit you with an extended cut song.
With a reprise.
We Are the World, We Are the People.
It was kind of like I watched you guys play with a toy and then halfway through I was like, I want to join.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's exactly how this podcast goes. I will say though, anytime it comes across my feed, that melody's an earworm, the Katy Perry. You're like an Indian summer in the middle of the winter. Like a heart can say with a surprise center.
Okay, are you loving the melody or are you loving the vowels? I'm just loving her mouth.
Bro, it's...
I'm just loving her mouth.
That's
play the song. You're just loving her mouth.
You're out here believing women. I'm just loving her mouth.
God damn. Yeah,
kidding.
I don't know if we could do I'm just loving her mouth, but I'm willing to give it a shot if we really.
I don't think we could sing I'm just loving her mouth while I'm drinking a cup of milk.
I do think there is. How can a world that's so beautiful?
There's so many things to love.
Be so.
There's the birds in the air.
Isn't it neat?
There's the sun in the sky.
What did you think?
There's so many things I could love. So many things. But I just love her. I can't help it. There's only one thing in the world that I love, and it's her mouth. The way it moves, the vowels it gives me,
the things it says.
Good. The air pushing through is the only breeze I wanna feel. It's her mouth.
It's her mouth, dog. Bugs on bugs.
I'm feeling jealous of this. Mic in particular, because you can be doing this.
I'm having so much fun.
It's very in this corner, ready to rumble. Yeah, weighing in.
Whoa,
weighing 5 pounds. I'm adding on a voice, but you already did it.
Weighing 5 pounds, it's a bug.
A five pound bug. A five pound bug.
I'm shopping for a dog right now, and I scroll Pet Finder all day long.
Oh my god!
And there's this little dog that keeps popping up on my feed. I don't know why no one wants her, but she's like got crazy eyes, and her name's Vanilla Bean, and she's 5 pounds. And I was like, that's a dog you get for your dog. Like that's so little.
5 pounds is too small.
It's so small. I worry about. I need to sleep with the dog like it's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so I used to be that way too. I used to want like a big lab because I loved sleeping next to like a big lab that brought wine and showed up on time.
Come on.
Thank you.
New rule.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But no, sorry.
We're heavy on the reprise here.
Are you kidding?
Said.
I feel like I've already done
heavy
too many.
Heavy on the reprise. We love it.
No, we love a reprise.
Reprise or reprise?
I was just going to say, here's a hard-hitting question.
Yeah.
Reprise
Team Edward, Team
reprise?
Jacob.
Yeah, literally. What's the cuckoo or boo-boo? What's it?
Kiki or booba.
Okay.
Your face.
teeth.
Don't, okay, okay.
He knows it's Kiki or
no,
Booba.
No, I don't.
And
I
then he says cuckoo or boo-boo.
No, it's not cuckoo. Okay, Kiki.
Like he's not online.
Okay, what is it? What is it then? Oh, I said cuckoo or boo-boo, and what is it?
Kiki or Booba.
How much different is that? How much different is that?
You're right. It does in my brain sound the exact same, but then Kiki, when my mouth
Kiki,
says it.
Kiki, Booba.
Wow.
He's Booba?
And you need to get more Booba if you want to switch sides. Wait,
but we're not Booba?
We're not
Booba? Give me more examples of Booba.
No, the point of Kiki and Booba is that you just know. Kiki. Booba.
Seriously?
Yes.
And what's me?
Kiki. Booba, the pillow, not your hand.
My hand is Booba.
You got a Booba hand.
No, 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 no. I'm Kiki, and you guys are Booba. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you
no.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
What Kiki, is not? Kiki, Kiki, what is
Booba,
not?
Booba, Booba.
Kiki, Kiki, Booba.
Right.
Tell
you know
me what
saying?
Is not Kiki, 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 Kiki about this.
I'm getting Booba, and I'm getting you, Kiki.
Kiki, yeah. 10, Kiki, Kiki, 10. Booba, Booba, improv.
Okay, fair enough.
The title of this episode that. Has to be Booba Booba Improv.
This is what we get. Booba Booba Improv. Improv.
My favorite part, genuinely my favorite part, and I think it's what I'm going to find a lot of joy in of having guests on this podcast, is so many of the people I do life with are the same. They're people like us.
Yeah.
And my brother is so different than the people we do life with. It's so...
Booba Improv.
It's so incredible. It's so much better. And it's been such a fun to get him to sing on the podcast.
It's so funny you said guests. Like, I just feel like, why would you have more siblings?
No.
Right? So there's like only room on one float.
Yeah.
There's so many of us. So I feel like it's just.
Oh, yeah.
Just you.
Because you have the wiring.
Because I have the wiring. And if you have, I just feel like we should like make it lore that I have to okay any other guests.
Okay, great. We'll give you a call.
Angela comes back once a month as our only guest on the podcast.
Yeah. Or like, I'll give you a little soundbite that's like, I'm Angela, I'm the other sibling, and I approve of this guest.
Oh, yes.
There
like
it was.
Sponsored like there it was. Mom said guest.
Angela approved.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Let me get
this. Make a jingle because we're not going to.
I already hate this choice.
Here we go. We say, mom said, guess.
She didn't like that. Do a different
one. No, not the music. I meant me forcing this, but it's okay.
No, I like it. We'll do mom said, guess, okay. And then you can improve it. Here we go. Mom said, guess.
I'm Angela, and I approve of this guest.
Wait, major. And we just did that, and now we don't have to stay and do it after.
Yeah. Done. Great. And also, we can have it.
We can just go to lunch.
Yeah, we can just go to lunch. We can have you approve yourself for this episode. So we'll make sure we go in
and
we'll clip that
good,
out. And you'll
good.
Approve your
actually,
own
self. I actually don't
think I would. Okay. You wouldn't approve yourself as an F?
But I'll approve a lot of other people that
okay,
I know
great.
Are probably.
Okay, great.
I think you would approve of you.
Where were we headed before I got. Oh, Kiki Booba. Where were we headed with
well,
this?
Well, there's other segments we have to get to.
Let's
we
get
do
to
need
Let's
to get Booba. To. Oh, good job. Okay, yeah, because we're headed towards the end of our time here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Although, we can do whatever we want, except people have days.
That one song was like legit 6 minutes.
That one song was half
we really
the episode.
Ate it up.
That one song was half the episode. Okay, so every week, Allie does a thing that she's about to do. But before she does that, I just want to say, Al, it's been like, I've just been really...
Wait, actually, shut up. I have to say something. Someone pinged on the story.
I'm in heaven right
now. Don't worry about it. Someone pinged on the story and said, for Grant's birthday or for Gabe's birthday, they should be allowed to rank the other siblings.
Oh,
To which I say, fuck no. They're not ranking me. Are you kidding?
Okay.
The assumption is that I'm in a position of power and the other two have to sort of just be ranked by me.
Okay, so...
I'm not doing that!
Anyway, we're headed
like
towards a thing...
to give you a compliment.
We're headed towards a thing
he
called...
He does it so that I'll rank him top.
Shh.
He doesn't
We're headed me, towards a thing
which
called...
Say, shut
which
up.
Happens weekly called the ranking of the brothers, where Allie ranks which one of us is the better brother this week. And
then he says something made up about
just,
how much he
but
likes
just
spending
before,
time with me.
Unrelated to the segment we're about to head into,
no.
Just before we get into it, I just want to say... It's just been really encouraging to watch you chase your dreams this week, and I've just been like feeling really inspired
by one dream of having a pool.
I have
one singular dream.
You've really reached for what you're going for, and I know that you've had a tough time with the dog, and it's been a really great. It's just been really cool to see you really go for it and just see you kind of blossom into the person you're being unrelated.
Imagine he said something like this to me in earnest. We'd both explode.
Okay, that was really fun to witness.
It's this week's ranking of the brothers. I'm gonna rank them even though Angela's here. She's the third brother today. So rank I'm me. Gonna rank them 1 through 3 for the first time. Who's gonna be the first third place ever? That's gotta sting today because no one's ever been third place. It's time to rank the brothers. Here we go. First ever ranking of the brothers where someone will be such a big fat loser that they're getting a bronze medal.
Damn.
In third place, fucking Gabe.
Damn. Wait.
Yeah, that breath.
Damn. All right. Okay. All right.
Are you usually, is Grant usually before you?
Not always.
It's not always. I've been Gabe on a hot streak because I gave her a niece.
Yeah, he has a little jelly okay. name
so because,
daughter. So
because
so
my wins. Daughter is... adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really adorable. Getting me lots of points. Yeah. Adorable. Getting me lots of points. So I've been on a hot streak.
The reason Gabe is third place is because this morning I said put on, well, the D&D thing was painful, but then this morning I said put on some awesome pump up music and he was playing some sort of like 80s rock.
I was playing.
And I was like, have you ever met me before?
Yeah, she didn't like it. So then I had to put on Pink Pantherist so that she could be like,
my name is Pink and I really like to meet you. Pink and by the people.
Yeah.
I said, I know the song from my internet.
It's like a lullaby for little girlies.
Second, okay, first place, brother, this week is... Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, first place? Oh, this will tell us who second place is. Oh my God, okay, yeah.
First place, brother, yep. for this week is... Dun, 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 Angela!
This is really low.
Why? Yeah,
it's the low end of the keyboard. I have the low turned all the way low.
That's because she came to hang out with us with her precious time, and also because she is genuinely my favorite person in this room right now.
Ranking up to first person, the coolest that Allie likes the most out of the two boys she's grown up with is me, someone she met a year ago.
Hey,
let's go.
Let's fucking go. And Grant, you're second because you would have been first if it was.
You knew who should have been first? The 5 pound bug.
Oh yeah, the 5 pound bug.
Actually, can I do a shout out? We've never done this before.
Do it.
Who did the 5 pound bug make you think of?
We're in charge of the show. Go
okay,
for it.
Okay. Yesterday, yeah, I went to the gym at 7 a.m., as I always do. And on Fridays, I go with my friend Hannah, my friend Cameron. They both listen. Shout out. Yesterday, we always go to Bluestone Lane after the gym, and we have a coffee together, and we talk about our drama.
God, that sounds so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Cameron brought a sponge and a cloth and a special thing to buff that red mark out of my car at our coffee date.
Cute. Shout out, Cameron.
That's so buffing sweet.
Isn't that the nicest thing you've ever heard? And now the red mark is gone on my car.
That's so sweet.
That's very lovely of him.
And I was having a rough week, so that was really nice.
That's really
sweet. I sat on the curb and I complained while he buffed the red thing out of my
car.
That's
so nice.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess shout out, Cameron. Did anyone do anything nice for you guys this week?
Here's the thing. When you have a baby, when you have a newborn baby,
everything's nice.
Everything is nice. Anytime your wife is like, yeah, go ahead. Your partner's like, sure, go out, go do that. Go grab that. That's so nice. Yeah. That's so nice.
She's being particularly nice.
Solo parenting is so hard. Shout out solo parents. I'm doing it double and it's still hard. It's fun and lovely and yet it's just hard. So, yeah, wife nice. Did anyone do anything nice for you this week?
Wife nice.
Wife nice. Cameron nice.
Okay. Angela, think of one.
By the way, this is a segment I just came up with like 30 seconds ago.
And this is a great
segment. No one was prepped.
Grant, do you have one while I think of one?
Did anyone do anything nice for you, Grant?
Were they even going to ask you, Grant?
Lorenzo Vincenzo?
Yesterday.
Oh, yes.
I drove my friends to the bar.
That was something nice you did.
I'm getting there. Please don't interrupt me. And we went to the bar where it's all the worst people you've ever met in Los Angeles at this kind of bar. It's that kind of bar vibe. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking
about. We've all
been
there, yeah.
And my friend said, do you want a beer? And I said, sure. And then I said, can I pay for that beer? And he said, no. And that was the nice thing that happened to me this week.
Aww. Your friend brought you a beer.
That's really sweet. A friend buying you a beer.
Literally.
Hey, friend buying you a beer.
Hey, friend buying you a
Come
beer.
Come on, nothing better
there's
than
nothing
friend buying
better,
you
there's
a
nothing
beer.
More
Guys, I'm pulling out my phone.
I was just about to say, are you about to go
I'm
through
so
your
sorry.
Text
I
to
don't,
find if
I
someone
genuinely,
was nice to you?
While you're talking, I'm like, what did I do this week? I literally can't think of one thing.
Oh, you can't remember the week.
So just give me one.
Okay, let me try to jog your memory. Did anyone buy you a beer? Did anyone buff anything out of your car? Did you have a baby with anyone that let you go do something?
Oh my God, no. I'm kidding. What did I do this week?
Did you go? I'm trying to think of what a week for Angela is like.
I was going to say, listening to you say that every Friday you do this one thing with your friends that's also really healthy and communal made me think I'm doing everything wrong.
No, no.
I don't do one thing the same. Like there's nothing that looks the exact same.
I think that's the curse of lives of people like us there is no real rhythm. And so it can be hard. And I think that's where the lonely comes from. I think there can be a loneliness that comes from the fact that like, even though you're seeing people in the same way and you're bumping in, it feels like it's like ocean, island where we hang out at a rehearsal for 2 hours. Like, you good?
Ocean.
It's
and it's
crazy.
Like freelance stuff. It's like, it's just going that every day looks different. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one nice thing someone did for me.
The title of our closing song is called That's Where the Lonely Comes From.
Oh,
oh God.
It's going to
be a sad
song. How do we make it not sad?
How do we do it?
How do we make it not sad?
Oh, my God. My friend Katie gave me these.
Oh!
And I've nonstop been wearing them.
Wow.
That's so nice.
That's good. That's very good.
Katie, love you.
The brand is called Hey Gang.
Yeah, she works there.
Which just feel like the intro to a podcast episode.
Hey Gang.
Hey Gang. Welcome back to Mom Said.
Hey idiots, it's Hey Gang.
It's perfect.
When you miss your morning coffee with your friends, that's where the lonely comes from.
Oh.
When you get a red mark on your car during a bad week, that's where the lonely comes from.
Yeah, that's true.
When my dog died a month ago, it's only been a month, and I'm extremely lonely at night.
I feel like you need to sing more about that. I'm going to go to the Burbank
shelter today to get rid of where the lonely comes from.
The lonely comes from. Angela, is there anything you'd like to plug while you're here? We have a bunch of people who like the stuff that you like and who I'm sure, I mean, we didn't really do like an intro of Angela at the top of the episode.
Well,
we will when we do our thing.
But
here's the thing. All the people who listen to this already know you and love you,
I'm sure. That's not true. I honestly am plugging Hey Gang, this podcast.
Okay. Hey Gang.
I fucking love this podcast so much. Hey, these guys are the sweetest guys and they generally just do this for fun and they love the listener stuff is so fucking sick.
It's fun.
They really love you guys, so I'm plugging these guys and I'm also plugging We Have a Show.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when this comes out, but
this will come out on Wednesday.
Okay, so We Have a Show Friday night at online. You can watch it at Dynasty Typewriter.
Yep.
It's a Mamma Mia.
Is there
like a page to follow a Mamma Mia? But
there's a Mamma Mia, but
different
Instagram.
Yeah. But it's in my bio, the link for the shing.
Great.
The link for the shing.
The link for the shing. It's in the bio.
Link in the bio. Click below.
Is there anything else that people can find you online just at your name, right?
Yeah, at Angela Giovanni Giartana. That's my middle name. I didn't add that to be cool. Someone else has Angela Giartana, and
really?
I want that.
Well,
hey,
here's
shout out Angela if you're listening. Please give us that handle.
Give us
that handle.
I did when I... Never mind. I was going to say, when I was looking up things, we were Googling you to make sure we knew everything about you before you came on. Just extra.
It says
you know how it is
things.
When you have a homie on?
Yeah.
And you're like...
What do I say?
What do I say? Yeah, how do I... Yeah, yeah, yeah. what do I talk about? So we were Googling, and that handle might be open because there was someone with your same name who died in Kansas City, so maybe they had the handle.
Wait, someone with your same name dying is crazy.
She died in Kansas City.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Yeah.
She is gone.
So go ahead and check for the handle,
I
bro.
I hope her family isn't finding out this way.
What a shitty way to find out. And that's where the loneliness comes from.
Oh my gosh. Check out Angela's stuff. Check out our stuff. We're so thankful that you guys listen to this. This is still Sibling Summer. We're asking you to share with people who are siblings or who feel like siblings. And you can join us on this. You'll figure out exactly what we're about to do. But we have a couple of listeners who are on the younger side. To any of our 8-year-old listeners. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Angela, for being here.
Thank you for having me. I love you guys.
We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?